We are on Daf Mem Zayin Lamed Aleph. Let us just again start the Tosfos. V'chein atamaitse b'keteya yad avdei. Always I remember that in Shama L'Pore b'fnei atzma, l'vlad b'fnei atzma, if a Pore Muberes was a share was negech a Pore Muberes, so the shumin for the tashlumin ezokin is not that we pay separately for the vlad and the poor. Now the shumin is how much she was worth before al poor muberes, and now how much she's worth after she was mappled the vlad. And Rav said, and the same halach is by ketei yad avde shol chaver and amazik sade shol chaver. And here, even though they're two gufim, we also say the same lumdis that were makel in the tashlumei hamazik. He only has to pay agav apore, how much the apore is worth less al yedei the negiche and the apore of the blood. The imtaima pektaisus hamaylo kama nami v'chena tamaytzi b'shumis mevlodes. Why didn't Rove bring a raya, and this would be really a perfect raya, by the din is by shumas mei ulodais, when a person, ki notzu manoshim v'nokva yishahara, v'yotzi yiladel, yiladel, so there the din is that you pay the mei ulodais, the noigiv pays the mei ulodais, and the shuma of the mei ulodais is, Kama Hoise Yofe, when she was Muberes, and how much she's worth now after the Apollo. Bisnan Bemas Nisan Lekamon, Sheshomen Oiso, the Shuma is Kama Oiso Shova Isha Achela Yoda Machmas Vlodes, how much she was worth because of the Vlodes, for Kama Yofe Misha Yoda. Ben shomen de mei blood is bifne atzma, sho ye nikresh mazik biyaisa, because then the mazik would have to pay a much higher price, alo shomen akol biyacha. So, this is mamish a ideal example to Rava's case. Rava's saying by Paul Muberes, even though that trei gufi were mekel, We consider the shume is how much a pole muberes was worth. Kaidem apole, nach apole. So we have a ideal raya to rove from the Mishnah by the Mevlodis. The Mishnah says clearly that is how the shume is made. Kama hoise shove isha achela yoda. Kama yofa misha yoda. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, leinach lekal rabona. Rav Shimon Gamliel in Yesod also holds that the shume is agav ha'isha. Ela, the machlokes is as follows. She'im shomim kach, if the, you will make a shume, how much she was worth when she was muberes, and how much she was worth after the lady, so then Rav Shimon Gamliel says she's worth more after the lady than before the lady because Pishah, she's a Muberes, she's a Mesukanes. So if you'll go with this Shume, he won't have to pay anything. If you'll make how much she's worth after the lady, is potter hamazik shish meshabeches yoisel achaleide. Avoloi bo lachlek loimesh yeshumo havlodes bifne atzmon. But Rav Shimon Gamliel also does not hold that the shuma of the vlodes is how much the vlodes themselves are worth alone. Ki bezele nosan tam lo mayachlek bekach. Rav Shimon Gamliel never gave a reason why he would be choylek to make the shuma differently, that you should be shum the vlodes and not agav haim. Rav Shimon Gamliel only said the way you're being shum the aim is not a correct Shumit because, oh, come on, I won't have to pay anything because she's worth more after the lady. Elo l'Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Shomim Vlodais Agavisha. According to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, also Shom the Vlodais Agavisha. But the Shumit is as follows. Kama Shavi Ishamu Beres Linker Gufa Veloi Vlodais. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, this is the Shumet. That means you can't cheshmer with later. Later she's worth more money. But what we're speaking about, when she is mu'uberes, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Shumet will be, how much would she get if she'd sell herself also mu'uberes, and how much would she get if she'll sell herself without the ubris? The ubris will remain to the previous owner. So that's how you shots up. So, but you don't cheshbon how much is worth later, because then the price escalates. The price goes up after the later. So you don't cheshbon with later. But you cheshbon how much she's worth now with the yubrim, and how much she's worth now if you won't sell the yubrim. But according to everyone, the shume is agav the isha. So Rav had an ideal example of his halacha, and he ignores it completely. The nirilari. So the ri says, amuyim de kezach. The bein l'rabbonon, there's a very good reason why Rava did not bring down the Mishnah. The bein l'rabbonon, the bein l'rab Shimon Gamliel, shomim vlodes b'fnei atzman. I have news for you. That according to both of them, Yishom the bloody salon, not v'loy agave isha, not agave isha. So therefore, Rav Zicha can't bring this Mishnah because this Mishnah is the exact opposite of what he's saying. Rav is saying Yishom agave isha, Yishom agave apore, there you're not Shom agave isha. Yishom the bloody salon. What is the reason? How does the shtim with Rav? Mishum the kivin the gufa isha lav mamim balhu. Since the gufa isha, there's a chiddush that you pay the baal the may blodis. That's a chiddush in the Torah that you pay the baal the boil the may blodis. But the isha does not belong to the baal. The gufa isha does not belong to the baal. It's a bazundere schus in the may blodis. So the kivin the gufa isha lav mamim balhu. Begam le'inyin shal tashlumei chavolas. Let's forget about the Mevlodis. We talk about Nezik, Tzar, Boishes, all these things. The Baal doesn't, that's, it goes to her. It goes to her. He was Mazik her. Ein eroi loshim vlodis agav eisha. So Mamela, how could I make a shume how much my wife was worth before, and how much she's worth now. If the wife would belong to you, so then we can say, that's the hezek. The hezek is that you possessed a wife, muberes, and now the wife became worthless, she's ain't a muberes. But that's if you possess the wife. But if the wife doesn't belong to you, so you can't make a shuma gavisha. The whole shakla v'taya of Rove is when a hezek occurred to the owner of the Porim Uberes, and we could be done, how are we shown the hezek? How do we evaluate the hezek? Do we look at the vlodeis b'fnei atzmon, or are we make and we say, since this you had a Porim Uberes, now your Porim Uberes became worthless? Both of these shumis are true shumis. The shaila is, how do I look at it? So there, Rav said, there's a din from Shalitakhe Shamazik, we learn a bia b'steyacha, I make this shumet. But that is only if the shumet is a practical shumet. If it's oiskahalten, I possessed a porim uberes, and now my porim ainu uberes, so the value of my porim went down because of the hezek, you have to pay me for this hezek. But by blood, she can't say, I possessed an issue with bloodless, and now you are mappled, because of you, she was mappled the bloodless, so the value of my wife went down. I got news for you, your wife doesn't belong to you. So this shume is an impossible to pay. So by the mevlodis, Taisa says you pay only how much the mevlodis. So that's the only hezek. The Taisa says that the mevlodis belong to the baal, so you pay how much the mevlodis are worth. There's no two eifanim how to make the shume. That's what Taisa says. Now let's just look at the Mishnah, because Taisus is saying Meira de Kizachin over here, that we would never call him a Petzpshat in the Mishnah. Let's look again at the Mishnah Memchesim at base. Keitzat Mishalim de Mevlodis. How do you pay the Mevlodis? Now, the Mishnah seems to be saying, how do you pay the mevlodis? Shuts up the isha, how much she was worth before and how much she's worth now. The Taisa says, no, chas v'shom, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. It can't be like that. You can't make shomen as isha. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So Taisa says, I'm going to keep pshat in the Mishnah. So let's see now Taisa in Israel. The Mishnah Bechlal is not speaking about how you shum the blodis. Ela b'shumas shvach blodis. The Mishnah is speaking about shvach blodis. There's another thing which we learned yesterday when we learned the Gemara. There's such an Indian of shvach blodis. That means shvach blodis is that the Isha looks like she's a Bala Seborim, and her value escalates because when she's Muberes. Now, we have a Machloik, as we learned the Gemara yesterday at Daf Memtes. The Chachamim hold, Shvach Vlodis also belong to the Baal. He knocked for Isha Hora, V'yotzi Yiladea, it says Yotzi Yiladea, so not Isha Hora. The Shvach Hiroin also you pay to the Baal. That's and the Gzeres HaKosov of the Mevlodis is Shvach Vlodis. That's according to the Chachamim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says Isha Hora is coming for something else. And Shvach Vlodis, you divide between the Isha and the Baal, it's Chilkim. That's the din of Shvach Vlodis. So now, Umas Nisn La'eri Klau B'Shem HaSablat, El B'Shem HaShvach Vlodis. Olakach loymaisi hocheraya midmei vlodis. By midmei vlodis, Taisa says you pay how much the vlodis are worth. So that's why Rove cannot at all bring this Mishnah, because this Mishnah is the exact opposite of what he's saying. That says you pay the midmei vlodis. It's not a stira, because there's a reason why it has to be that way, because the isha doesn't belong to the husband. It has to be like that. The Mishnah isn't speaking about the Shumas Vlad. Laman the Meforish Mil said that Rav Shimon Gamliel, one man the Yomah says, the reason of Shimon Gamliel is, Chiyisha Mishabeches Yoisa Koidim Shetelet Me'acha Shetelet. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you can't shut up how much she's worth before, how much she's worth after, because after she's worth more. After the later she's worth more. A fellow according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that she's worth less before the lady than after the lady. Shedomeim avlodis mirum midomer shalach alayde. That means taking everything into consideration. An isha mu'uberes, let's diagnose the milus what she has. She has an Uber. An Uber is not, an Uber is a potential, the blood is worth money. An Uber is a potential value for the Uber, the Biablat. Then, the Isha also is, this Schwach blood is, she's bigger and those, that's a milus. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you know, but let's take into consideration, but she's a Mesukenis. But also, and so on, the market value, that's taken into consideration. So Taisa says like this. If Rav Shimon Gamliel is only speaking about Shvach Vlodis, then I understand Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, well, Now she's bigger, now she's thus, but she's later, after the later, she's not so big, but she's not a misokenes. So there, Rav Shimon Gamliel held in Shvach Vlodais, she's worth more after than before. Because, Vinishvid is a sakona. But if you take the Vlodais also into consideration, so Taisva says, I hold, taking everything in consideration, Shash sakona, she might die, but there'll be blood. Taking everything in consideration with the bloodless and the May bloodless, she's worth more before than after, even though there's a sakon. So Taisva says, Al-Kochi, you have to say what I said, that the whole Gemara that was speaking Shama Agavish is only speaking about Shvach bloodless. The May bloodless, you pay how much the bloodless are worth. That's how Taisva is proving it. The man of Avos Musa Shimon Gamliel Bechish Mishabech Hashoyis the Koydim Shadel Machashot Teilet Habadai Svori Gdoi Lohi Shadomeo Ima Vlodeis Mirubi Midomeo Shalach Alei El Avadai Lohi Dibru Rabbonon Barab Shimon Gamliel El Beshumesh Shvach Vlodeis Avol Vlodeis Shomin Lekula Alme Bifnei Atzma. Now Oysa Beini, this is beautiful. That's what Oysa tells us. We go with Amunas Chachomim, that's it. Now we just have to, how does this work out in the Mishnah? How do we put this all in the Mishnah? Kate said, Mishalim, the May Blodois. The Mishnah is Sakasha. How do you pay the May Blodois? Now we add five words. Beloy Taimo. Now, the Tan is telling us, I'm going to tell you how you pay the May Blodis. Don't say the May Blodis Levado. You only pay the May Blodis. There's another Shuma also. Kate Michelle, the May Blodis, and then, well, the May Blodis you pay. You pay how much the Blodis are worth. But don't say there's only the May Blodis. Elo Shomin Esaisha. So let's look again at the Loshna Mishneh, and this is the Breita places of Taisvis. Ketzad Mishalim Demei Vlodois. V'loi Taima, this we have to, I am the Taisvis Lel V'tim Tzanachas. V'loi Taima She'ein Mishalim Rak Demei Vlodois. Elo Shomin Asisha Kami Yov Ad Shalai Yolda. That's how Taisvis Lel Mishat the Mishneh. It's not only the May Vlodis. You're saying, how do you pay the May Vlodis? Let me tell you, before you start telling me you paid the May Vlodis, you know, there's another charge also that has to be paid. Shvach Vlodis. Would the May Vlodis go for you? Now, Kate and Michelle and the May Vlodis, The Mishnah started with Kasha, how do you pay the May Vlodis? So the real, this Kasha is not the Kasha, how you pay the May Vlodis. It's bullshit. You pay the May Vlodis. The only way you can pay the May Vlodis, how much the Vlodis are worth. But the one, it means Kasha, not how do you pay. It means, what is paid? Is the May Vlodis paid alone, or what did the May Vlodis should pay Shvach Vlodis? The May Vlodis Kufay Litzach Lafar Shmidi. Fine. That's Pshat, the Mishnah. So, Taisva said, that's Pshat, and finish. That's it. Vaha, the Makshe Bigmore. I once said more than once, I once heard there's a Murdike Chilik in Oifen Halimud between Rashi and Taisva and the Rambam and Taisva. Taisvis held if the Ika guideline is the Svara. If the Svara is like this, that's Pshat the Gemara. The Loshen is a little schwer. We don't make an Asik out of the Loshen. We have to know what the Svara Yeshara is, and we'll set the words according to the Svara. It's a little Dochik, Nishkefela. That was Shitas HaTaisvis. Shitas HaRambam and Rashi is... No, the Loshen, that's what the Gemara say. We don't understand
what, how it means. So we have to be machtik ourselves to this, to the Lashon HaGemara. Very interesting. The Rambam and the Geras write to his son, don't learn the Bali, don't learn the Taisus. Bishiti held that that's not Oifan Alimud. You should learn differently. Anyway, I'll call upon him. This is how Taisus learned. So that's shot in the Mishnah. Vaha the Makshe Bigmore. Hi, the May Vlodais, Shvach Vlodaisu. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Hi, the May Vlodais, it says, Ketzad Mishalem, the May Vlodais. So the Mishnah means, and not only do you pay the May Vlodais, you also pay Shvach Vlodais. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Hi, the May Vlodais, Shvach Vlodaisu. So, like this, this Rashi learned shot, since the whole Shum is got Agaveisha, when you make Agavisha, you're including Shvach Vlodis also. But according to Tosfos, the May Vlodis is May Vlodis, and the Mishnah says then you pay Shvach Vlodis. But the Makshe B'Gemara, I'd May Vlodis, Shvach Vlodis, so, Lav Mishum, the Bichlal Shum is Isha, the Masnisan Levi, the May Vlodis. Not the Gemara means to say, in the Shum of the Isha, besides the May Vlodis, the Shvach Vlodis. Elias Nitoisev Al Gamei Vlodis who the Tari Love Misnissen Kedefrishes it Zicha means we're adding on to the Dmei Vlodis the Shvach Vlodis Chimishani Ketzad Mishalem Mei Vlodis U Shvach Vlodis Shaman Es Isha Hainu Peire Shvach Vlodis Abad Mei Vlodis Ein Tzorich Lepol Shoy. Then if to explain how the Dmei Vlodis are, because everyone there's a Seichel Yosher will realize that the Mevlodis are paid Lufi Shumas HaVlodis. Fine. Let us go further in the Gemara. Pshita. The four lines before the next Mishnah. Pshita. Poro Dechad Uvlad Dechad. What happens if Asher was Negeach a parah muberes? The parah belonged to Reuven, the vlad belonged to Shimon. Pitma, now the shumen, when a parah becomes muberes, there are two physical changes in the parah. Number one, it seems that the parah, it gets fatter. That means more fat is in the Ivore HaPoro. The Ibo brings this about. That's one thing. And number two, the Pora is more blown up when she's Muberes. Besides fat, there's Nafcha. Nafcha means that the Pora is more blown up. It looks bigger and more Choshu. So there's this pitma, that's the shumen, the fats, which come to a parah muberes, and there's the nafach, that it's blown up more because of the ibo. So the Gemara says like this, pshite, parah dechad uvlad dechad, pitma lebal parah, the fats, the shumen, that comes about through the Ibul, that belongs to the Baal Pora. Nafcho, that what the Pora is more blown up, as Abala Seivorim, that's the Shvach Vlodais that we were speaking about, the Gemara Daf Memtes. My, what is the din? Rapopoma le Baal Pora. It also goes to the Baal Pora. That means that what the value of the Pora becomes worth more, that she's a Bala Seivorim, that goes to the Baal Pora. Rav Acha Bereid Raviki Oma Chilke. No, that what she's blown up, there are two factors in that she's blown up. She's blown up, that the Ibu makes her blown up, and also, the Uber also makes her look bigger. So you have two factors in this Shvach of Nafcha. So therefore, if Asher was Negeach, the Pora, Muberes, So this Yisra and Shavyes should be split up between the Baal Avlad and the Baal Aporah. A papa said it belongs to Baal Aporah alone. Avach b'reid Ravika ma'chilkin, bilchese chilkin. It's divided up between the Baal Avlad and the Baal Aporah. Pituma mashe shomin oisa shahisa yofe, that she's worth more. Mipnei shumna, because of the increase of fat that the poro got through the ibo, abi the balapore. The vlad machmosa leyosi shumna. The lotion would be the machmas avlad leyosi shumna. The vlad, the ibo makes the shumna, not the vlad. The matzav of ibo makes that she should gain pounds. That's the matzav of ibo. So memele, but she's a muberes, and now she gained, she's fat. Mistoma bisman chazal, fat was a cheshivis. So memele, so this belongs to the Baal Aporah. Nafcho mai, masho yisayofim, ne nafcho, lemi yishalim. So here we have a machlekes, Rapopa says, la Baal Aporah, and, Rabach Beit Ravike says, chilki. I'd just like to mention a Meiri before we see Tosfos. The Meiri says as follows: Kishe shomin asapore, ma shehoisa yofa machmas shimna, that what she was worth more because of the fat, the balapore sherei nivla hu beivore. This is the atmis of the pore. The pore got fatter. She has fat in her ivorim, so this is the pora. This belongs to the Baal Aporah. V'rei guf avlad einoy misayeya lekach. The guf avlad did not bring about this fat. The fat is not produced by the vlad and injected into the ivorim. She'evsher ha'ibu misayeya lekach. The ibu makes that she's fat, that she gains weight and but not the blood. The blood is fine. Avol ma shehi yofe machmas nifcho shehi niris balas eivorim. She looks like a pesachevze. Va'oiro mispashet, and her skin is, there's no wrinkles. Everything it's stretched out. Umisgadol lesibes hanafer. She looks like a ganze hevze. Chilkin, shrei guf avlad mesayeya lekach. The blood is mesayeya the nafach. That she has a blood inside her, but that's mesayeya the nafach. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Nafcha mai, rapopo omar lebal hapor. Now, let us appreciate what Tosfos is asking. Veloidomi lishvach vlodo istavi kula lebal lerabono. Now, let's talk about, we have shvach vlodis and daf memtes omadalev. So, the rabbonon hold him, a posik horo, that the shvach vlodis belongs to the baal, which means it belongs to the baal ha'uba. We have the isha, the baal, the vlodis, that my vlodis go to the baal. And the Chachamim say not only did the May Vlodis go to the Baal, but the Shvach Vlodis also go to the Baal. That's what the Chachamim say. So that means if we would say Moisa Ha'odim in Abahema Oyin, we would say just like over there, according to the Chachamim, the owner of the one who has a Schus in the Vlodis, he gets the Shvach Vlodis. So here it should be, according to the Chachamim, the one who gets, who the Baal Havlad, should get the Shvach Vlodis. And here our Pope says, no, it belongs completely to the Baal Aporah. So our Pope is in Gansen not like the Chachamim, and he's also not like Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said, you divide the Shvach Vlodis over there, and he says, no, it belongs completely to the Baal HaPore, which in there would be, belongs completely to the Isha. So Taisa says, Amore de Kekashe. Here HaPore says, everything belongs to the Baal HaBehemah. And the Gemara says over there, Al Kaponim, the Baal HaBlodis gets either the whole Shvach or half. That's Taisa's Kashe. There's a difference between a behem and another. Given shabal ha'pore yochel limker parosay b'vloivat, the bal ha'pore can sell the pore now. He can sell the pore. Nimse. So when he's selling the pora, when the Baal HaPore sells the pora, so he comes, he says, give a look at this pora, Mordix is so big and so choshev. He's, the Baal HaPore is going to get a good price because of this pora gnoyla, this blown up pora. His nimzog, so now, When they geyach the pora, nimsek shemavsidoy, mavsid kol mashod the mer nifchosim. Now, I could have gotten for the pora a good price because she's blown up, and now I can't get this price. Avol isha, but what that's by a behema. Avol isha, dein yechoyla limker oisei shvach. By an isha, we're talking about she's not on the market. There's no market for her. She can't sell herself. She's not a commodity that can be sold. So why should she get the shvach vlodis? Aval gav de bishar niske gufo yeshlo. Aval pishen yechayla limker asma. By shar nizokin. There, the Maisa Yid paid the Mechavola to her. She gets Nezek Tzardos. Upper the Shvach Shvach Lodis, which is not a commodity that she could sell. So there, the Chachamim hold that belongs, that's exactly because it belongs to the Baal HaVlad, or Kershim Gunil Yidei Tzechokim. Therefore, the Baal HaPore that can sell the pore with its nafcha, so therefore he gets the whole, the main nafcha. This is better. Mikoyche isha beil rabon beir b'shim gamliel. Bechein lemandoma the benafcha chelkim. Yofa mitam ze that a kaponim the Baal HaPore gets half. Shvach vlodes, the isha gets nothing. And here, al koponim, the Baal HaPore gets half. So we see there are different guidelines. A pore can be sold, and the nafcha can be taken into consideration that her value became, she's worth more, and then the isha is not on the market. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Akado shehichnis peroisem lochotzo balabayis. A person who was akado, he was a bal kederes, and he brought in his kederes, he had 25 kederes, and he saw a chotzo in front of him. It was very difficult for him to carry the kederes, so he wanted to put them down someplace. So he went in without reshus. Lochotzo balabayis. Shaloi b'reshusoi. Fine. And then he goes away. He comes back in a half an hour. Vishibrason behemtei shabalabayis. In the meantime, the behem of the balabayis saw these kvelas, something new. He broke them. Potter. Balabayis is potter. You had no right to come into my reshus. Kederoisai beshusai, my boy, what are you doing in my reshus? Mamela, he's potter to pay. Vimusko behen. And what happens if he put his kederes in the behem of the balachot who tripped over them? Is balak kederes chayiv? You made a boy in yenem's reshus. That means, so you're completely responsible if it was huzik, you're responsible to pay for the hezek. If a god can nizik, don't be teveya from the Baal Lachotz anything. He's not mechuyev to watch his behemoths, because you had no right to put in your kederis in my chotzer. So if they got broke, it's your hard luck. Then hichnes poshus. What happens if he went over to the Baal HaKederis, knocked on the door of the Baal HaChotzer, and he says, listen, I have 25 kederis, and maybe I can hold my kederis in your rishus. He said, yeah, bring them in. That's all what he said, not more than that. Chayv. So Baal HaChotzer chayv. Then we see he's responsible to make sure that the kederis shouldn't break, and if his behemoths were mazik dictators, he has to pay for them. Now, case number two. Similar case. Ichnis peiroisav lechotza balabayis shalai bushus. He brought in his peiris. Ba'ochlason behemtei shabalabayis. The behemoth, the balabos ate it up. Potter. It's potter. He had no right to put it there. Agavulche, that Vayakev brings down a machloikis, that the feathers Yisrael and Mishnayis and Be'er Sameach, and Zicher, the behemoths of the Baal HaChotzer are potter to pay that they were mazik, the payers, that's for sure. Is there din tashlumim mashenenis? We hear in the second perik, Shein Boshus Arabim is potter, but mashenenis you have to pay, I mean. You have Hano from my Peiris. I'm not talking about the Pasha of Mazik, but you nene from my moment, so you have to pay for it. So that the Pharisee soil says, Vadova Poshit, Potter means, I'm not Mechuyev to watch my behemoths. It shouldn't be Mazik, your Peiris, because Peirosech Beshusi, my boy, but I have Hano from your Peiris. I just saved myself a meal. That's what the Teferes Yisrael says, and the Semeach says no. The Semeach says, Mirdik Esvor, he says, the Chiv Mashenenis is because my behemoth took your peiris. There's no Chiv Mazik, but my behemoth, Maise Behemta, it took your peiris. So I'm nene from your peiris through the actions of my behemoth, so I'm responsible to pay for the Hano. But he says, here, it's like, you brought them the food. You brought them peiris. You brought them peiris into the chotzer. You have hungry animals over here, and he comes in, and you put in front of them, the apples, and they start eating the apples. So, it's not pshat is that my behemoth took your peiris. You offered your payers to my behemoths. So I'm not responsible for their eating. There's no responsibility. It's like you fed them. But sometimes when you feed a behemoth, you can want money for it. But here you don't want to feed them. So he held that it's potamash and endis. Mim huska behem. What happens if the behemoth tripped on the payers? Bala peiris chayiv, so the bala peiris is chayiv. Vim hichnis pushus, bala chotza chayiv. But if he has permission, then the bala chotza is chayiv if they ate up the peiris or if they pay mashenet. Case number three, hichnis shayroi lechotza bala bayit. Here's a real big mechotza, he brings his shayr into Yenem's chotza. Shaloi bushus. V'nachai shayroi shabala bayit, and the shayr of the bala bayit was not at all happy for this new visitor in the chotzer. So, v'nokrei shayri shabalabais, that was the borchabe that the shayr gave to his shayr. Oy shenoshrei kalbei shabalabais, he had a watchdog over there, so he potter. He's potter, you have no right to bring in your shayr. Nogahu shayri shabalabais, chayit, you chayit. Nofal leboiroi vehivish memo. What happens if the shayr fell into the boir of the balabayis, and I got news for you, the sheikh had not taken a shower in the last few months. So when it fell into the boir, I would not advise the water it should be drunk. This was drinking water. Now the hivish meimov, the water is not usable. Chayiv. So the bala sheikh is chayiv. If his father of the Balachot, or his son, was in this Baal, and when they fell into the Baal, so it killed them, Mishalem Esakaifa. Mechnis Boshus Balachot Chayiv, that means it was Nichnis Boshus, and the cowboy shall Balachot bid him, he has to pay. He gave me the shoes. Rabbi Yoima Bekulon Einei Chayiv at Shekabal Olam Lishman. No, no, no. The shoes, you ask, can you come in? I said, come in, that's all. I did not obligate myself, I did not commit myself. I said, come in, so come in. But on your own risk, I didn't obligate myself to watch your share, to watch your payers, to watch your, to watch your kedaitis. There was no obligation on my side. Unless, in the chayvat shikabal olam lishma. Let us see, Rashi, oyo, ovi, vaybnoi shabalabayis besech, mishalem esakoifa, begmore pori, chotamu, vamay no ketani. Why does it, so two things. First of all, it's a tam, and second of all, why does it mention Ovi Vibnai? Let us start learning the Gemara. Taima de Shaloi Bershus. Now, this is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara is going to make a diik. Let's go to the first bava of the Mishnah. And the first bava of the Mishnah says three halachas. Now let's start. Nachamo. Hakada shichnis teroisov lachotza ba'alabayi shaloi b'shus v'shibrason behemtei shal ba'alabayis. The behemah, the ba'alabos, broke it. Potter. Potter. Halacha number one. V'im huska behem if the behemoth of the balabos got genizik to the kteres, balakteres chai. Im hichnis bershus, balachotza chai. Now, for some reason, we're going to see in Tosfos, understand this a little better, the Gemara is going to make a diuk on the second bove of the Mishnah. Vim huska behem, a person brought in shalei bershus, and the behemah of the Baal HaChotzer got genizik from these kederes, chayev. So the Gemara is going to bring a diuk, but what will be the din if it's bershus? And this halacha, let's just concentrate, let's just focus on this halacha. V'imhuska ben Baal HaKederes chayev. What will be, this is shalei bershus, what will be if it will be bershus? Potter. It seems it's potter. It says shalei bershus is chayiv, bershus is potter. That means, so let's hear what we are saying. I brought in kederis into Reuven's chotzer, and I ask Reuven, can I bring in the kederis? Yeah, no problem. Now, Reuven's behime gets genizik on these kteiris. So I have a diuk from the Mishnah that I'm potter, the balakteiris is potter. Because it says, Vim huskem balakteiris chayiv shaloi bershus. Bershus, I'm potter. So, what does that mean? So even though I have reshus to bring it in, there are no commitments on me that I have to make sure it shouldn't be mazik your behemah. I have reshus. What's going to happen by you, that's your headache, not my headache. I have reshus to bring it in, I bring it in, and whatever happens is your headache. That's what it says in the second bava of the Mishnah. Now, let's go to the third bava. Bim hichnis bershus. Also talking about Bershus, that we made the deed from the second Baba. Let's go to the third Baba. Vim hichnis Bershus. Again, here, Baal HaChotzer Chayiv. Baal HaChotzer Chayiv, that means, I said you could bring in your Kteris. Oh, you bring in your Kteris. I'm responsible to see that nothing happens with your Kteris. So here it says, that the Baal HaChotza, when he says you can bring in your Kedayas, you bring it in, and I'm mekabel responsibility that nothing should happen with your Kedayas. If my payment is a mazik, I have to pay you for it. In the diuk from the Baba before, it says, Shaloi Bershus, if my Kedayas were mazik, I have to pay. But Bershus, I bring it in, and what happens with your behemoth? Nothing. It's not my business. I'm not responsible. Are your kedeiros made my behemoth? That's not my geschäft. So the Gemara saw the second bove and the third bove are stiridik. The second bove, the diuk of the second bove and the third bove are stiridik. The diuk of the second bove is that if he brought in his kedeiros bershus, he has no responsibility what's going to happen with his kedeiros. The bein will break the neck, they won't break the neck. That's not his business. As long as he has permission to bring it in, that's your problem, not my problem. And right afterwards it says, if I gave you permission to bring your kedeiros, I have to make sure my behemoth should not be mazik your kedeiros. So these two things are stiridik. So now let us see the Gemara. Taima de shaloi bershus. We're talking about the second case. Shaloi bershus, if there was huzik the behemis of the balachotzer, the balachderis is chayim. Ha bershus, but what is, if he had reshus to bring in the kderis? Loi mechayiv balkderis, beniske behemtei de balachotzer. V'loi emrinen, we don't say kibuli kobul balkderis ni tirusei de behemtei de balachotzer. We don't say, no, you're going in, you have to realize that this behemoth here. Nah, I'm not committing myself to anything. Money, Rebbe, so that sounds like Rebbe. The Omar, Kol Bistome, if he didn't say Beferish, that he is being Mekabel Achayis, Loi Kabel Alei Netirusa. He's not Mekabel Anishmira. That's what it says in the Diak of the second book. Eimo Seifa, now let's see the third Bava. Imichnes Bershus, if he got permission to the Balchot Sachayim, oh, you brought in your Kederis, so now all of us, I tell you a lot to bring in your Kederis, so I have to make sure my behemoth should not be mazik your Kederis. Imichnes Bershus, Balchot Sachayim, also Rabbonon, Doma Bestome, Nami Kibuli Kobol Alei Netirus. So we have over here, the diuk of the second bove sounds like Rebbe. The third bove sounds like the Rabbon. Visu. So let's see the pattern of the Mishnah. So the diuk of the second bove starts off like Rebbe. The third bove is the Rabbonon. And then the Mishnah ends with Rebbe again. V'su, Rabbi Oimer, Bekulon en Yechavit Shekabalo Balabayis Lishma, Reisha V'seifo Rabbi, Umitziyoso Rabbono. Very modern, there's no flow in the Mishnah. It's like, here you have Rabbi, here you have Rabbono, and the might of the Mishnah ends up with Rabbi. Let us see Rashi. Taimo de Shaloi Bershus. Mishum hochi im huska behem, therefore since he had no reshus im huska behem, balkdei reshayim. Mone rebi hi, da omar beseife bekulon eine chayim, da kasal kedaitach de mahel de rabbonon, ki hechi de balchotzo bershus, when he gave him permission to bring in the kederes, mechayev beniske kederes, he's mechuyev to why I said you can bring in your kederes, so now it's my responsibility to see that your kederes should be ganit.
Money, Rabbi, dama beseifa bekulon einechayev, sakdai to the rabbonon, ki heichi the balchotzer, bershus mechayev beniske kederes, just like when he gives them permission to come in, mistome, the bestome kibbalein etiruse, hochinami mechayev balkederes, beniske balabayis, the bestomach, he only balabais reshus elameyel, but he realized there's a problem, kdegas ud behemis, kobol leik kadon itirusa, the Leiliski Kdei Russo Lebala Chotza, the Kdei Reisim Lebala Chotza. So my male, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So I have in the Bava Lein Reisha Rebbe in the safe of each Bava's Darabonon. And then the Mishnah starts according to Rebbe, and the Mishnah ends with Rebbe, Mitziosa is the Rabbonon. That is the Gemara's Kasha.